Section 3. You will hear Sally and Mike, two students, and their professor talking about their classwork. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hello, Sally and Mike.
Hello, Professor.
Welcome to the third meeting of our after-school club, where we discuss topics from the syllabus in order to help you to understand your classwork better. Now, I hope that you've read the notes I gave you last week on the ancient African traditions, as this will be the focus of our discussion today. Who can tell me how they were able to recognize different stars?
Did they measure the distance between them?
No, Sally, I'm afraid that's incorrect. Mike, do you know the answer?
Historians used to think that the ancient Africans recognized stars by observing the manner in which they affected each other, but further research showed that they used the location of the stars in order to distinguish one from the other.
Well done, Mike. Very good. Can either of you tell me anything about the Wayaka people?
They have a lot of money, but do not trust banks to keep it safe. They believe that it's in their best interest to help themselves, not assist others. Instead, the tribe looks after their own finances and generate income from lending money to others in low-interest loans.
What problems do the Africans suffer from?
They used to suffer greatly from drought. However, they have now developed clever ways of overcoming it by moving to higher land. There are, however, far more predators in these mountainous areas, so it is vital that the Africans learn how to protect themselves in this new environment.
Yes, that's right. Also, compared to more developed countries, the Africans are less concerned with their international status, which I find interesting.
Very good. What else are the local people concerned with?
Unlike other, poorer tribes, they have plenty of nourishing food, and they are able to afford vaccines that prevent them from catching diseases.
They historically lived in the west of Africa, although later they were chased off their land by other tribes competing for food and water. It is their hope that they will eventually be able to return to their original homeland.
Why has the financial condition of the African people deteriorated?
Despite their modern transportation system, they find it very difficult to trade because their tools are not sophisticated enough to mine minerals from the land. They have permission to engage in these commercial activities. So, once they have the right tools, they will be able to develop a very large income from trade.
Do you think that this new income will stop Africans suffering from starvation in the near future?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. They should be able to start trading next year. But they will only have enough income to start growing sufficient food and crops to support the local people in the long-term future.
Yes, that's correct.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now, listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
There are many charities from developed countries that are helping to ship food to African countries in order to feed the starving. Unfortunately, it is difficult to transport a lot of food to the right places, but Africans are very good at sharing and making sure that everyone gets something to eat.
African governments are also starting to pay more attention to the needs of their people. They have been directing a lot of money to help build schools in the more impoverished villages as a part of their new education plan, which is fantastic. This means that, hopefully, all African children will be able to attend school daily without having to walk long distances.
Yes, absolutely. Do you remember any other information from your class notes?
Historically, the tribes in Africa often used to migrate across the country in search of food and water. They would live in tents that were easy to dismantle and transport to other locations.
That's true, but now they are being encouraged to settle down in one area so they can establish colonies and build facilities for themselves, such as houses and schools. Some villages have even developed specific customs. For example, the Wayaka people consider it impolite if you do not bring gifts when visiting someone.
Bravo! You've both contributed fantastic points to our conversation. That concludes our session for today. I'll see you next week.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.